Good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Loeb Stadium in Lafayette, Indiana. Baseball Class 1A. Loeb Stadium is going to host the 1A category in the North. Some semi-state action. We'll mention game one has already concluded. That was an 11 o'clock ball game. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian at 12-2. Defeated Marquette Catholic at 9-9, Fort Wayne Christian 13, Marquette Catholic 1. Well, Mitchell, we welcome you to today's Education Base High School Varsity Boys Baseball game. This ball game at 2 o'clock is going to feature the Westdale Warriors against the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Catholic Knights are going to be the home team on the scoreboard. Westdale, they're taking their infield, outfield. Right now, Central Catholic has already taken theirs. They get a 15-minute allotment for infield and outfield. That is adequate. Well, Mitchell, this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutneySports.com since 2008. We do welcome you for tuning in. We'll mention baseball class 1A semi-state right here at Loeb Stadium, June 10th, 2023. This event proudly hosted by the Lafayette Jefferson Athletic Department. That's Mr. Gardner. He is the AG over here at Jefferson High School, and they utilize the field right here at Loeb Stadium for their home games for Jefferson. We'll mention a little bit about Loeb Stadium. We'll mention Loeb Stadium. Loeb Stadium was a stadium in Columbian Park in Lafayette, Indiana. Notice I said was. Keep your eyes posted. We'll mention it was primarily used for baseball and had most recently been the home of the Lafayette Aviators of the Prospect League. Loeb Stadium, back then, their address was 2250 Wallace Avenue, Lafayette, Indiana, 47904. You could reach them by telephone at 765-807-1500. Back then, they had a seating capacity of 3,500. Loeb Stadium opened in 1940. From 1940 to 2019, the original Loeb Stadium in Lafayette, Indiana, was the home for baseball. It also served as the home to the Lafayette Jefferson Broncos high school baseball team. Well, mention Loeb Stadium reconstruction. They tore it down in 2019. They took a couple of years. They rebuilt it. It is better than before. And I will mention the new $20 million facility was paid for using economic development income tax, that's EDIT, that's EDIT, rather than property taxes. So they got it in a good way. The new multi-use stadium features two concession areas, three indoor suites, three outdoor party decks, retail and office space, and a state-of-the-art digital video scoreboard. That's a board. It'll feature a lot of items up there, logos and whatnot. That board, I'm looking at it right now. It's in left center field, 24 feet tall, 34 feet wide. And right there behind the left field fence is a water park. That water park is crowded today. They say 82 degrees presently. And we'll mention there's a 20% rain, 20%. It says it's going to get up to 84 here in Lafayette today. It'll get down to 52 in the morning. We'll mention for the new reconstruction of Loeb Stadium, the baseball field was rotated 180 degrees, so that home plate is now located near the corner of Main Street and Wallace Avenue. We'll also mention Loeb Stadium. Between lawn seating and stadium seating, The new facility features a seating capacity of approximately 2,600. Loeb Stadium is a multi-use facility hosting other sporting events like soccer and also community events. A family movie night happened right here at Loeb Stadium, and they also put on concerts, etc. And we'll mention an upcoming concert going to happen right here. An Australian band, no, it's not Minute Work. We'll mention that band is Air Supply. Air Supply, they're an 80s rock duo. You can get tickets now. Air Supply will be here. It's going to be presented by Old National Bank. Ticket prices as low as $30 each. Ages 2 and above must have a ticket. We'll mention some songs that Air Supply has sung in the past. They started back in 1975. That's Lost in Love. Lost in Love, we'll mention Air Supply, became the fastest-selling single in the world in 1980. So that's Lost in Love, and I don't know why, but anyway, we'll mention. And Making Love Out of Nothing at All, that's a good one. And then All Out of Love, I'm So Lost Without You. But that's Air Supply. You can come back on July the 28th. July 28th, 7:30 p.m. right here at Loeb Stadium. We'll also mention Loeb Stadium. After reconstruction, their new address is 1915 Scott Street. 1915 Scott Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47904. We'll mention you can enjoy Lafayette Aviators baseball. For more information about the Lafayette Aviators and their ticketing office, you can call them at 765-464-6810. Again, that number is 765-464-6810. And that's a little bit about Loeb Stadium. I think I missed out probably the key item I wanted to mention. I'm going to look for it right here just for a moment. We'll just go ahead and recite that. That was Bert and June Loeb. Bert and June Loeb, back in 1940 when they first originally built Loeb Stadium, Bert and June Loeb donated $50,000 for the building of Loeb Stadium back then. I'm sure that was quite a sum of money. And then we'll also mention when they donated that, they donated it in regards to Solomon Loeb. So this field named after Solomon Loeb, they call it Loeb Stadium. We've got a guest up here with us, Colton Minnick. Going to do some video. Have you got a nice spot up there, Colton? Colton's going to be up on the upper level. What a quality suite. They have a couple of these broadcast suites. And I'm thankful to be able to be here. And that is an understatement. So both teams are off the diamond. They're in the dugouts. A little bit cooler in the dugouts. Here come the umpires coming in from right field. Going to be four of them on the diamond, I do believe so. Yep, we'll see. And we'll mention the parameters right here at Loeb Stadium. Left field line is 340 feet. Left center, not quite left center, a little bit closer to left, is 358 feet. Dead center would be a shot to go out of here. 414 feet. In right center, 362 feet. And down the right field line, Barry Bonds style, 315 feet. Barry Bonds right here at Giant Stadium. They built that for him. He's a lefty. Leads the MLB in home runs. Down the right field line at Giant Stadium, just 309. Go figure. So they're going to have an umpire meeting here momentarily. And I'm looking for a good ball game here in game two. The winner of this game will play tonight in the semi-state final. That game will start at 8 p.m. If you want to tune in, put me in sports. Going to hang around, make some more notes. Going to cover the 8 o'clock game tonight, primarily for those who did go home and would still like to hear the ball game. That's why it's happening on putmeinsports.com so others can keep attached to a game they belong to earlier in the day. I'm going to go ahead and mention this right here. Gatorade, National High School Baseball Player of the Year. Indiana occupies that player. National Player of the Year, that's Maxwell Clark. He goes by Max. Max Clark is from Franklin Community High School in Franklin, Indiana. He's 6'1", 190. He's 18 years of age. He just graduated. He was born on December 21st, 2004. He was a senior. As mentioned, he's graduated. He's got a GPA. He finished high school with a GPA of 3.97. That is tremendous. That's on a scale of 4. He bats left. He throws left. He plays outfield. He also is a left-handed pitcher. Matter of fact, on the gun, he has been clocked at 92 mile per hour. That's his fastball. I got another story where he got up to 97. That's probably in a little bit less control. And we'll mention he runs the 60-yard dash in 6.33 seconds. That's flat getting it. We'll mention he's committed. At the moment, he's committed to Vanderbilt College. Primarily going to play center field at Vanderbilt. But the upcoming Major League Baseball draft may collect him before he goes to college. Max Clark is a viable candidate for the Pirates with the top pick. Pirates, if you didn't know, they are the AAA affiliates of the Indianapolis Indians. So we could go to Indianapolis and see the local guy, that's Max Clark. We could see him play ball. But we'll hope he'll be ready and he'll go on up, play for the Pirates, or whichever team he elects to choose him. On Twitter, if you want to keep track of Max Clark, here's the address, at the at symbol, MAXXCLARKK13. Again, that's two S's, two K's. It's at Max Clark 13. We wish congratulations to Max Clark. Continued blessings to Max Clark from Put Me in Sports. So the umpires are around home plate. There are going to be four of them. Knights out in front of their dugout. We'll mention Westdale Warriors out in front of their dugout. Warriors going to occupy the third base dugout. Knights going to occupy the first base dugout. Knights wearing the all-white. They've got the white uniforms with the dark blue pinstripes. They're going with the white hats and the blue bill. They're wearing the dark blue stirrups. Those white uniforms look pretty uniform. No pun intended. And over on the third base dugout, Westdale, the Warriors, going to go with the black jerseys. They're laced and numbered in maroon. Their color system is maroon and white. And they're being introduced right now. They're going with the white pants. I did get to speak with Coach briefly, Daniel Hansen. What a quality guy. I appreciate his help before the ballgame. Couple of pronunciations and the lineup. Very thankful for Westdale. So they're getting introduced right now. We'll talk a little bit about Westdale, the visiting team on the scoreboard. The Westdale Warriors have a school enrollment of 286. They're class 1A sectional. They came out of, that displaces me. We'll mention they're number one in the last ranking in the state of Indiana. That last updated on June the 1st. We'll mention their principal is Adam Perdue. No pun intended. Right here in Lafayette. Athletic director is Kai Denny, and the athletic secretary is Debbie Baldwin. Westdale High School is located at 10,000 North County Road, 600 West, Gaston, Indiana, 47342. You can dial them up at 765-358-4091. On the web, it's WDAthletics.com. They wear the colors maroon and white. They perform in the Mid-Eastern Conference. There are five teams in the Mid-Eastern Conference. They are Eastern Hancock, Monroe Central, North Decatur, Shenandoah, and Westdale Warriors. Westdale Warriors are currently 21 wins, 8 losses on the season. They have a 6-game win streak intact. They have a home schedule. They finished 8-1 at home. On the away route, they went 8-6, and on a neutral setting, neutral site, they finished 5-1. I take that back. They've got a game right here in front of us. They're currently 5-1 on a neutral setting. They finished 5-3, second place in the Mid-Eastern Conference. And we'll mention their coach was named the coach of Westdale Warriors on September 15, 2020. School board meeting ushered him in. That's Daniel Hansen. Before coming to Westdale, Daniel Hansen did his coaching at Daleville. 7 years at Daleville. I think I did one of his games. Final game versus University High School. It was a hot game. Went 8 innings. Daleville got the win. And we'll also put me in sports.com. Would like to welcome girls basketball coach Todd Winland to Westdale High School to coach basketball at Westdale. Going to step in. 156 on the wristwatch. First batter, leadoff batter number 21, Travis Bunch. First pitch outside of ball. Doing the pitching for the Knights is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur wears number 27. Working from the windup, second pitch to Bunch. Right across the dish, fastball called strike. One ball, one strike. He'll step back in. Travis Bunch, he'll do the pitching for the Warriors. Breaking pitch off speed, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Travis Bunch, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Swung on. Line shot, foul, just foul, third baseline. Got around on that one rather quick. Count goes back to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, second game here today. The two winners going to play at 8 p.m. tonight. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, he'll pop one foul. Behind home plate, Jackson Kane gives it a look. Runs out of real estate. That went about 2 rows back. They got the mesh fence about 20 feet high from outside of the dugout to outside of the dugout. A lot of folks are safe right here at Loeb Stadium. Stepping back in, another 1-2 count for the third time. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Staying alive in that right-handed batter's box, Travis Bunch. One ball, two strikes, Travis Bunch. 6'1", 210, going to do the picking. We'll mention Ben Mazur, 6'3", 180, gets jumped in outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. First batter in the ballgame, one of his duties is to show pitches to his dugout, and he is definitely doing that. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss, outside edge. Took a wave at it, trying to protect the dish. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter to step in for Westdale, going to be number 15, Kenny Drake. Kenny Drake, a left-handed batter, going to step in. We'll get the Knights lineup defensively here in a moment. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. Outside edge, strike call. Fastball, Mazur working above the 80-mile-per-hour category. He's going to Murray State next year. Here's the pitch. Outside and low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter's box, Kenny Drake. He plays left field. Swung on, he'll take it the other way. It's going to drop in a foul ball. Down the left field line, not far foul. He'd have been in there for extra bases. Count goes 1-2. Left-handed batter, Kenny Drake, wears number 15. Peering in looking at singles is Mazur. Here comes the 1-2. Outside of ball. Working that outside edge, trying to paint that edge just outside. This umpire is disciplined. Count goes 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop it up. Shortstop, Evan Dehart gives it a look. He'll call it and he'll catch it. Bren Robbins right next door to him. There's two out here in the top of the first inning. Around the lineup, Jackson Kane is the catcher. With number three, Ryan Schumer. Number seven, he's at first base. At second base, Owen Munn. Where's number 12? Stepping in the back, three-hitter, number 20. Grayson Mealy, he'll do the catching. First pitch to Mealy. Swung on, foul ball, right side. On the ground, right at first base, picked up there by Schumer. And as mentioned, Owen Munn, he's at second base, number 12. Shortstop, Evan Genhart, number 24. Third base, Hudson Gutwein, where's number 9? In left field, 14, Tyler Fox. Center field, 33, Bren Robbins. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. He'll take a hit. He'll drop in there, base hit to center field. Nice catch, nice stop by Bren Robbins on the high hop. So base hit in the ballgame. Three-hitter, Grayson Mealy gets himself aboard. He's at first base. There are two out. We're in the top of the first. We'll mention Bren Robbins in center field, number 33. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. The DH in the ballgame is going to be T.J. Bell. He's going to bat for left fielder Tyler Fox, number 14. Out of set. Here comes the first pitch. Outside high, ball one. Dawson Bookout. Exactly how it's spelled. Coach helped me. I didn't know if it's Bookout, Bookout, or how it's pronounced. It's just straight out book out. One word. So Dawson Bookout. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside the ball, we do believe so. They called a strike. That was a strike signal. He got his own type of signal. It's out in front of him. We'll have to get used to it. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Mazur. Pickoff move. Pretty good move right there. About a B+. Had some velocity. No tag applied by Schumer. He tosses it back to Ben Mazur out of the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Bookout. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes, we're in the top of the first inning. Game two, Bren Robbins is playing Bookout to hit the ball away. Bookout is a left-handed batter. Here comes a 1-2. High for a ball. Just above the zone, count goes 2-2. It's tapped the outside of the plate, step back in. Perian, look at signals. Ben Mazur from Jackson King. Check first base, now out of the set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. You know, pop one up, foul territory, left side is going to float into the stands, going to go off the top of the dugout, third base side. So count remains 2-2. Pretty warm day out there. They don't need to move around quickly unless they need to move around quickly. Try to secure your own body fluids without overexerting yourself. So it checks first base, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, 52. Outside and tall, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur's favorite movie is The Longest Yard. I wonder if that was the original or the Adam Sandler version. Working out a stretch, now the set. 3-2 pitch on the way. Just above the zone, ball four. Good job down to first base. Dawson Bookout is at first base. Time called by Coach Daniel Hansen. And he's going to allow Bookout to do his own base running. Runners at first and second base. Stepping into bat is five-hitter. Number three, Cade Banter. Cade Banter, he played second base. Bats from the right-handed batter's box. To a board. Out of the set, first pitch to Banter. Swung on, base hit. Up the middle, good stop. Stop was made right there. He's laid out for it. Evan Genhart saved the first run of the ball game. And if I'm not mistaken, Coach Daniel Hansen, with the hand clap, I believe that was for Evan Genhart in this tremendous play. He laid out for it. He got a piece of it off the glove. He kept it stationary right there in the dirt. That was right up the middle. But the bases are now loaded. Time out on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out and talk with his infield. Bases loaded. Get two hits so far in the first inning. The Knights going to talk it over. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear at Century 21 Real Estate. Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're right there on 276th Street in U.S. 31. That's in Hamilton County, but it's Atlanta, where they started their company, Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955. Also bringing you this game is Fritz and Fishers, celebrating 40 years in the car business, and Larson and Sons, Target Sports, there in Sheridan. So three aboard, two out. Stepping into bat, Kate Banter. Right-handed batter, first swing. No swings. We go by, I take that back, he's a six hitter. Banter got himself aboard. That was an infield hit. He's at first base. Six hitter in the lineup at the plate. Right-handed batter number two, Jared Ladd. He plays shortstop. Out of the stab, here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive to left center field. Going to work to his left right. And Bren Robbins travels a long way to make the catch in right center field. In the line, we'll mention Westdale leads three on board. They come up with two hits, no runs. But if that is any indication of the ball game we're going to see, it's going to be a good one. Knights are going to bat. Knights are out of the dugout. They're going to high-five Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins saving at least two runs with that catch. And then the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the first inning. We'll mention out on the diamond, defensively for the Westdale Warriors, doing the pitching today is Travis Bunch. Travis Bunch throws right. He was a leadoff batter in the ballgame. He gets some warm-up tosses. He wears number 21. We'll mention a little bit about Travis Bunch. We'll talk about him. He's a senior class member. As mentioned, 6'1", 210. He's got an ERA of 1.73. So far this season, he has thrown 72 and two-thirds innings. He's got a win-loss record of 8 wins, 2 losses. This is appearance number 13. He's allowed 66 hits. He's allowed 25 runs. 18 of those runs were earned. He has walked 16 batters. He has struck out 79. He's allowed one home run. He's faced 315 batters so far this season. And a number of pitches he's thrown this season is 1,116. They're going to throw it down to second base. The catcher is Grayson Healy, wears number 20. He'll be the battery partner for Travis Bunch. At first base, Dawson Bookout wears number 16. Second base, Kay Banter, he wears number 3. Shortstop, Jared Ladd, wears number 2. Third base, Ty Freeman, number 9. Left field, 15, that's Kenny Drake. In center field, number 6, Tyler Summers. And in right field, number 4, Brady Burden. Stepping in first batter for the Knights. Where's number 12, Owen Munn, plays second base. Working from the windup, looking at signals. 2 feet on the rubber, say 1 foot on, 1 foot off. First pitch to Munn. Outside, ball 1. On deck is Evan Dehart. Peering in, looking at signals, right foot on, left foot off. Here comes the second pitch to Munn. High for ball 2. Travis Bunch, likely their ace. They probably figure they got to win this game to get to tonight's game. Here's the pitch. Inside low, ball 3. So 3 balls, no strikes, looking at singles. Travis Bunch. Here comes the wind. Here comes a 3-0. We'll let it go by. Strike call. Owen Munn squares the bunt. Pull the bat back. Ball ends up a strike. The pitch ends up a strike. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Munn. Swung on. Ground ball. Third base. Good stop. Ty Freeman. to throw across the diamond to get the put out with Dawson Book out. A little bit of a collision there at first base. 0-1. A little bit of a tumble. He got back up. He's walking into the dugout. There's one out. Bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. Number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Here and in looking at singles. Travis Bunch. Long tier. Here comes a whine. First pitch to Jeanhart. Knee high right down Meridian. Strike call. Down goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Piernan looking at singles once again. Here comes a wind and the pitch to Deanhart. Breaking pitch, just missed. Looked like a good pitch from here. I am elevated. I'm behind home plate. I'm a bit to the left of being centered up with home plate. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. One ball, two strikes. Travis Bunch, Evan Jeanhart. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Low for a ball. I like the first pitch. Count goes 2-2. 2-2, one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. We're at Loeb Stadium. Couldn't ask for anything better. Pitch comes in, fouled right side. The screen's going to get it. Going to come back down, first base coach, Ryan Johnson. Going to field it, put it in that back left pocket. So 2-2 once again. We're going to wind up. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Jeanhart, he likes to get on base about any way he can. Evan Jeanhart on the season, he has 28 base on balls. Here comes the 3-2. Let's call him out. Outside edge will call it for practical purposes, but that was ball four. So there's two outs here in the bottom of the first game, stepping into bat. Going to be number seven, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter going to step in. Back in the three spot. Batted fourth for much of the year. Coach Bourne puts him in the three spots. See more fastballs. First pitch to Schumer. Fastball, swing and a miss. Ryan Schumer does lead the team in home runs. He has five. Working the wind up once again. Here comes the pitch from Bunch. Going to be a shot to shortstop. Going to get by the glove. Going to go into the left center field. And a falling down, rounding first base. That's a difficult way to go. This is synthetic field turf. You don't get the grip that you would think about. My guess, without looking from this distance, I would guess he's either with tennis shoes or molded cleats. Probably would have been in there for second base for a double. But slips going around first base. He's at first base now. So the Knights have one aboard. Ryan Schumer at first base, stepping in, the four-hitter, Ben Mazur, first pitch, has a quick pause right there. Usually, if you're looking at the pause, actually, Coach Bourdain is talking to the third base umpire, giving him a motion that was a quick pause. He's just trying to keep Ryan Schumer from stealing second base. That's why it would be a balk. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Signals being given, Coach Bourdain at third base. Modest lead right there at first base, Ryan Schumer. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Going to float one out of play down the right field line. Going to get the roof up. That a nice facility right here. I tell you what, this particular venue, good place to visit for youngsters. And others, a good place to go. And working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Be a hit, just go to second base. Go to one hop, he's going to take it unassisted. That was second baseman Kate Banter. That was off the handle of the bat, went over the pitcher's head. Fielded right there, right side of second base by Banter. And the Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights come up with one run. They leave one runner aboard at the end of one. Westdale, zero. And Central Catholic, zero. So we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by TripsandFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. Trips and Fishers celebrating 40 years in the car business. You can get a quality car. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield. That's here on the north side of State Road 32. And then you can dial them up at 317-773-2232. Again, that number is 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car and truck inventory. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. So they're getting some final warm-up tosses right here on the diamond. Central Catholic Knights getting ready to bat in the top of the second inning. The Westdale Warriors, they throw it down to second base. They throw it around the infield. They all meet at the pitcher's rubber, and they put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. So working it right there. And going to step in, going to bat. Top of the second inning for Westdale. He's the seventh hitter, wears number 23, right-handed batter, Blake Durr. Blake Durr is the DH in this ballgame. Here comes the first pitch. Outside half, strike called, knee high. Blake Durr is batting in place of defensive player, second baseman, number 4, Brady Burden. Brady Burden made that final play in the bottom of the first. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes no balls, two strikes. He'll step out of the box. He'll step back in, tap the plate, right in the center of the plate. Working from the windup, here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Might have been off speed, a little bit of a breaking pitch. There's one out here in the top of the second inning. So stepping in the bat, we're going to see the 8 hitter for Westdale, number 9, Ty Freeman. Ty Freeman made a good play for the first out. In the bottom of the first inning, here comes the first pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Ty Freeman, he plays third base, wears number 9, right-handed batter. Steps back in. Working from the windup, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Thought about a bunt, reached out there and left the bat out. Ball went by the bat for a strike. One ball, one strike, there's one out. Top of the second inning. Brent Robbins playing straight away to the righty. Here comes the pitch. Going to take one to right field. Going to back up Kate Minnick. Going to get a bead on it. And he'll make the catch over his left shoulder for the second out in the inning. So two outs. Good ball game. We pretty much knew that this game was going to move right along. Both these teams. Knights are 22-11. Westdale, they're 21-8. That's a pretty good record, and that's an understatement. First pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. In the batter's box, right-handed batter's box, 9 hitter, number 6, Tyler Summers. Summers plays center field. Second pitch from Mazur. Outside edge, strike 2. Yet to swing the bat. Tyler Summers, count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a windup. Mazur, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, inside half. Got a good break, and the Knights are out of the inning. They'll bat in the bottom of the second inning. So Westdale sends 3 to the plate. the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Central Catholic High School, they have a school enrollment of 296. Their school was founded in 1956. Class 1A, they came out of sectional 54. Class 1A, I think in the last ranking, they were listed at number 2. Rankings don't mean a whole lot when you got to play the game. Principal is Melissa Robertson. Athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs, there are two. Julia Genhart, they're going to miss her. She's going to retire. She did a tremendous job. She was great. She was a people person, and she got her work done, too. And we'll mention the other athletic director. The assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. Charlie Roberts, he played a big role last weekend in the regionals at Central Catholic. We'll mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. We'll mention you can call them by telephone, 765-474-2496. On the web, lccathletics.com. On Twitter, LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. And we'll finish up, talk about their Hoosier Conference in just a moment. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick for the Knights, bats in the fifth position. Left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Travis Bunch, out of the windup, first pitch to Minnick. Well outside, going to get by the glove of catcher Grayson Neely. Ball one. The Knights are in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams. They're in the West Division. They were the champions that finished second place overall in the Hoosier Conference this year. We'll mention the athletic trainer for the Knights, Sarah Igo. Here comes the wind, second pitch, the 1-0. Outside and tall, ball two. As mentioned, the Knights are 22-11. They have a 5-game win streak intact. Finished 8-1 the Hoosier West. Head coach is Coach Kim Bourdonnais. Kim Bourdonnais is a graduate from Central Catholic High School, 1987. As the pitch comes in, high and away for ball three. Caden Minnick, I've said this before, he's got a tremendous eye at home plate. He's probably got 20-20 vision. Here comes the pitch. Outside, well outside. Ball four, a four-pitch walk issued to Caden Minnick. So Minnick's at first base, stepping into bat. It's going to be number 18. It's going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell is going to be the DH in today's ballgame. He's batting in place of defensive player number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox is in left field defensively for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch, going to be fouled straight back. T.J. Bell. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. So set back in, right-handed batter's box. Hugging the plate just a little bit. Going to be able to reach that outside edge. He's had a lot of outside edge. Non-strikes called strikes this season. As that one comes in, outside a ball. Another call by the disciplined umpire. We appreciate that. And I'm sure Westdale does also. Working out a stretch, peeling in, looking at signals. Travis Bunch out of the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. So taken for a strike, count goes 1-2 to Bell. He'll step back in. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, Kate Minnick on first base. Pitch comes in low and inside for a ball. 2-2 count. So two balls, two strikes, stepping in, T.J. Bell. At first base, a modest lead for Kate Minnick. Working out a stretch, checks first base, out of the stretch. Now the set, looks over the right shoulder. Going to be hit by pitch. Got him in the box. Moved a little bit. That's all you got to do. And it's off the knuckle, I think, maybe on his left hand. And then I think Mr. Travis Bunch was wondering if that was a foul ball. It was not. He did not swing. So two runners aboard for the Knights. T.J. Bell's going to run for himself at first base. Cade Minnich at second base. Stepping in, number three, seven-hitter Jackson Kane. He is the catcher. Bringing out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Kane. And he's going to get hit by pitch on the left hip. So Jackson Kane going to go to first base, going to load the bases. Consecutive pitches, hit by pitch. The Knights have the bases loaded. We'll mention Jackson Kane, that's hit by pitch, number 6 on the season. Number 18, that was T.J. Bell. He collects hit by pitch, number 8 on the season. We'll talk a little bit about Westdale. Not sure if it's Westdale or some other stats, but hit by pitch, number 3, Cade Banter, the second baseman for Westdale. He's been hit 15 times so far this season. That's in 29 games. Here's the pitch. Right into batter's box, Brent Robbins takes the ball low and inside. So working from the windup is Travis Bunch. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Second pitch to Robbins. He's going to take a drive to left center. It's going to be caught. It's going to be a tag at third base. First run of the ball game. Going to be scored by number 20, Caden Minnick. Sacrifice fly to left field. Looked like he might have gotten a little more than that. Didn't quite get the true sweet spot on that aluminum bat. Knights have one run here at the bottom of the second inning. So runners at first and second with one out. Stepping into bat, the nine-hitter, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein got himself aboard a couple of times in that regional game. He went to right center field for some base hits. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in tight for ball one. Profile view, I'm sure that looked good. Right behind home plate, good discipline call. Count goes 1-0. Peering in, looking at signals, Travis Bunch. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in. Going to go over second base and another base hit into right center field. They try to pick it up. Center fielder tries to pick it up barehanded. It's still rolling. Had to go back towards the fence to retrieve it. Hudson Gutwein going to end up at third base. And two runs are going to score for the Knights. It's going to be Jackson Kane and T.J. Bell. And I'm not in that order. But two more runs in. Knights have three here in the bottom of the second inning. So a base hit. I'm not sure what they're going to qualify that as. But he's at third base. He got two RBI. That's Hudson Gutwein. That's in the ninth spot. Now the first batter for the Knights back in there. Looks like he might have got hit by that pitch. He got out of the way evidently. It was tight. That right-handed batter's box. Owen Munn batting for the Knights. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Munn. Inside tight ball two. Owen Munn, he's played in 24 games this season. He's been hit one time. He's got 96 plate appearances, 82 at-bats. He's batting 317, right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in low, check swing. Good block right there at home plate. Catcher, Grayson Mealy, kept it in front of him. Owen Munn has a .394 on base percentage. He's got 26 hits on the season. There comes a pitch low for ball four. So Owen Munn going to sprint down the first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights going to be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart has played in all 33 games. Timeout on the surface. Going to jog out. That's head coach Daniel Hansen. Going to talk with his infield. And we'll also mention this game. We'll talk about this. We'll mention earlier game today here at Loeb Stadium. Started out the game 12-12 Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. They are the Braves. They got 13 in the contest. It was a five-inning ball game. Marquette Catholic, the Blazers, they started the game at 9-9. They ended up with one run. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the Marquette Catholic, the Blazers, out of Michigan City, Indiana. You think back last year, semi-state was aboard the Port High School. The night traveled to there. I got there a night early. I stayed in a hotel in Michigan City, right next door to LaPorte. Has an early ball game. That's why. I missed an REO Speedwagon concert at Ruoff the night before. Peering in, looking at signals. Travis Bunch out of the set. Here comes the pitch, squaring the bunt. Try to get the bat back. He's going to be off the bat. Trying to come in to score. It was a foul ball. Evan Zehart squared the bunt. Tried to get the bat back out of the strike zone in a hurry, and he was a little bit late getting that done. And Travis Bunch throws that pitch right off the bat. Foul ball. So runners at first and third base for the Knights. No balls, one strike. Evan Zehart batting. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Facing the righty. Travis Bunch out of the set. Second pitch to Zehart. Low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Stepping out of the box, looking at signals. Coach Bordnay giving plenty. Plenty of signals to step back in. Evan Zehart, he's played in all 33 games for the Knights. Here's the pitch. Low for ball two. Taking off to steal second. There's no throw. Going to end up at second base. That's number 12, Owen Munn. I'm not sure he'll get credit for a stolen base on that attempt. But he has 11 stolen bases. He's not been thrown out. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Bunch. Throw the pitch right in the batter's box there with Evan Zehart. Coming down the line right there was Hudson Gutwein, Travis Bunch. Threw it in an opportune place. He threw it kind of right at Evan Zehart, and my dad coached Little League. He taught us to do the same thing as a pitcher. Squares the bunt, making bunt in front of the body is a foul ball. Count goes 2-2. There's one out. Bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the second inning. Knights have three runs in. Here in the second, working from the windup, Travis Bunch, the 3-2 pitch. Low for ball four. So Evan Zehart going to jog down the first base, going to pick up walk number 29 on the season. Stepping into bat, three hitter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to bat with the bases loaded. You know, call time, step out of the box. Coach Bordnay wanted to show some signals. He sure did. Signals given, signals taken. In on the lip of the grass at first base is Dawson Bookout. For the Warriors, at the lip of the grass at third base is Ty Freeman. Here comes the first pitch to Schumer. Ty for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur on deck for the Knights. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. He's going to play in Michigan. A year from now, he'll be finishing up his freshman season. Next pitch comes in outside a ball. Going to step back in. 1-0 count. He'll play at Michigan. He'll play at Calvin University. That's Ryan Schumer. Pitch comes in low for a ball. You know, correct the scoreboard. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Schumer. Bases loaded. There's one out. Bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 3-1 count for Ryan Schumer. He's going to step back in, peering in, looking at signals. Travis Bunch, here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Might have got the roof, might have went on over. This ballpark similar to Victory Field. Not quite the same, but what a ballpark. Holy cow. Peering in, looking at signals. 3-2 pitch, once again to Schumer. He's going to float one. Left side, going to be foul territory. Going to float out of play in the seats. So he'll stay in the box with that 3-2 count once again. Ryan Schumer, will step back in. He's played in all 33 games. 126 plate appearances. 90 at-bats. He's batting 367. Pitch comes in. Going to go to second base. Banister makes a good stop. They throw to second base to get the fourth out. Sliding in there, second base, going to make the second out in the inning. Not much you can do. It was a fielder's choice. And Banter at second base, that's Cade Banter, makes a tremendous play on the hard-hit ball up the middle by Schumer. So Schumer hits at first base. There are two out. Nice have runners at first and third base. Owen Munn is at third, stepping into bat. Ben Mazur, first pitch, breaking pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signal, stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the pitcher in the ballgame, trying to help yourself. Out of the set, here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike, they're going to get a pickle. They're going to try to get the out there. Schumer is in the rundown. The run will score, and mission accomplished. Pickle between first and second base. The run scores before the out is given up by Ryan Schumer. So the Knights come up with five runs in the bottom of the second inning. So at the end of two, Knights five, Warriors coming to the plate. Going to bat in the top of the third inning. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. At Titus Bakery and Deli, if you want to go check them out, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. So Titus Bakery and Deli, Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Right here at 276th Street, you'll see a lot of earthwork going on there. They're going to build an over and under. Try to make that trip from Indianapolis to South Bend. They're trying to cut 45 minutes off of that venture. It might happen. Stepping into bat for Westdale, going to be number 21, Travis Bunch. Batted leadoff in the ballgame. Travis Bunch takes the ball low, one ball, no strikes. Travis Bunch has played in all 29 games. He'll foul this one out of play, right side, right-handed batter's box. He's had plate appearances of 117, 99 official at-bats. He's batting 354. He's got a 453 on-base percentage. He'll take a shot down the third baseline. It's just foul. Just foul. That would have been in the corner for at least two bases. Count goes 1-2. Going to pick that up. Tyler Fox moves over to the corner, throws it back in. So one ball, two strikes. Travis Bunch. He got 35 hits on the season. He's just one hit above Jared Ladd. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third and a tag him in the box. Jackson King with the tag. There's one out here in the top of the third. So next batter going to step in. He wears number 15. That's Kenny Drake. Kenny Drake plays left field. Kenny Drake on the season. He's a junior class member. 112 plate appearances, 84 at-bats. Here comes the first pitch to Drake. Knee high, right across the dish, strike called. Drake has a batting average of .286 in that left-handed batter's box, .459 on base percentage. Second pitch to Drake. Outside half, strike called. Kenny Drake, 24 hits on the season. He has scored 34 runs. 34 runs leads the team. Left-handed batter's box. Here comes the 0-2 from Mazur. Swung on, ground ball, first base. Short hop finally picks it up. Good stop right there by Ryan Schumer. They get the out. Unassisted is Schumer at first base, the first baseman. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in, number 20, Grayson Mealy. Grayson Mealy, another left-handed batter. He's a member of the sophomore class. He's played in all 29 games, 120 plate appearances, 104 at-bats. He's batting .423 in that left-handed batter's box, on base, .492. Outside half in there for a strike. Might have been a breaking pitch, some type of slider. Not a full break. Was not a curveball. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here comes the 0-1. Outside a ball. Trying to work that outside edge. Number 20, Grayson Mealy. Back in the third spot for the Warriors. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Outside half, knee high, called strike. One ball, two strikes, Grayson Mealy. Left-handed batter's box. 44 hits on the season. I take that back. He is a sophomore in leading the hit department. I was mistaken when I mentioned Travis Bunch with 35. And number two, Jared Ladd with 34. We look back in, and I even have it underlined. So I can't read my own notes. But we're missing sophomore batter back in the three spot, Grayson Mealy. At 44 hits, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mealy on the season has 14 base on balls. Steps back in. There comes a wind and the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Good jump back to the dugout. Fastball. Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights give up no runs. They give up no hits. In the top of the third, and the Knights are going to bat in the bottom half of the third inning. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street. That's Main Street in Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. Larson & Sons Target Sports, they have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, they practice shooting, always spoken, at Target Sports. That's in downtown Sheridan, Indiana. So I'm going to throw one down to second base, working the curveball right here. Travis Bunch. And I'm going to throw one down here momentarily. Knights are going to send to the plate. Number 27, once again, Ben Mazur. He was in the right-handed batter's box when the final out was recorded. Between first and second base, Ryan Schumer was thrown out. He got himself in a rundown. But prior to, Knights crossed the plate with their fifth run in the ballgame. So Ben Mazur going to step back in. Right-handed batter's box, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, Travis Bunch. Long pier. Here comes a wind first pitch to Mazur. Tight. Breaking pitch. Finished inside. Got the break. It was all good. Just didn't get the grip. Had to back out of the way right there. Ben Mazur. Oh, it's all good. Here comes the second pitch to Mazur. Outside it is. Strike call. One ball, one strike. We are at Loeb Stadium. Semi-state baseball. Class 1A. They're giving up Loeb Stadium for Class 1A. That's pretty respectable. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch outside the ball. Working on that landing spot right there. They want the synthetic field turf. I got to mention, I said this last time we were here. The dirt looks like dirt. It's not that dark dirt. It's a lighter tone, and it looks real. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. So right here at Loeb Stadium, they got the grass. It is synthetic. They got the strips that go from home plate to center field. Here comes the pitch. Going to drive one to center field. It's going to be an easy catch can of corn, as my dad would say, in left center field, picked up there by Tyler Summers. Nice to have one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter, or step in, it's going to be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick scored the first run in this ballgame. Steps in, left-handed batter. Caden Minnick played in 28 games for the Knights. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Caden Minnick, he's been hit by a pitch 7 times. He don't quite like that, but he does take first base when it happens. Outside of ball, count goes 2-0. Caden Minnick has 91 plate appearances. 70 at-bats, he's batting .314. .467 on base percentage. Here comes the 2-0. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Caden Minnick has 22 hits on the season, 18 are singles. He has 2 doubles and 2 triples. He has 17 RBI. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. It's called outside edge, strike, and they thought they just double-checked, maybe the scoreboard wasn't right. 2-2 count, and Grayson Neely starts it around the horn at third base. So they put it back in the glove. Travis Bunch. 2 strikes. Here comes the 2-2. Going to foul one back out of play. Minnick was starting to go back to the dugout. They had him convinced. Coach Bordenay said no. Coach Bordenay talks to the home plate umpire. 2-2. And Bordenay holds up 2 hands. 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 again. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball. Perfectly placed. At number 21, Travis Bunch. And Caden Minnick goes back to the dugout. He'll step down looking. And next batter to step in for the night, number 18, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter. Last time up, got hit by a pitch. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Got to pick up that rotation or watch that elbow come across first. Out of his wind, here comes a wind again, the 0-1. Full swing, ground ball, fielded by Coach Bordenay, just left of the foul line. Coach Bordenay, he's used to playing in this town. He played at Central Catholic for his college career. He played at Purdue. Working on the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Travis Bunch, here's the 0-2. Low for a ball, good block by Grayson Neely. 1-2. Nice batting in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Out in front of it. Breaking pitch. Took some off of it. Strike 3. Swing and a miss. T.J. Bell. So the Knights get sat down. 3. 3 batters to the plate. 3 batters sat down. The Warriors going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports. Since 2008, happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball in the winter. And I'm Well, Mitch, and if you want to stick around, later tonight, 8 o'clock game, Put Me in Sports will be here to cover the championship game of Semi-State right here in the north. We'll probably begin about 7:40 with a little bit of a pregame, and we'll mention the game as it takes place, no matter who's in the game. So getting some warm-up crosses once again is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to throw one down, second base, Jackson Kane. Frozen rope, Jackson Kane. He'll go out and they'll meet at the pitcher's rubber. They're sent to the plate. Left-handed batter's box. It's going to be number 16, the four-hitter, Dawson Bookout. Dawson Bookout playing first base. He'll step in. Dawson Bookout, he's a senior class member. He's played in all 29 games. 109 plate appearances. 77 at-bats. He's batting 312. First pitch from Mazur. Foul back. And the screen's going to catch it. To land in the field of play. No balls, one strike. 16, Dawson Bookout. He's got an on-base percentage of almost 500. 495. Here comes the second pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Down goes 0-2. Bookout has 24 hits on the season. He's got 30 RBI. He's a four hitter. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Ben Mazur looking for that outside edge. Not quite there. Count goes 1-2. Ben Mazur peering in looking at signals. Here comes a wind and the 1-2. Tried to check his swing. Not going to get it checked. Going to appeal to third base umpire and he calls it a strike. So there's one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in, number 3, Cade Banter. Cade Banter, what a glove he has at second base. Right-handed batter is going to step in. That's in the fifth spot for the Westdale Warriors. Cade Banter steps in now. He's a junior class member. He's played in all 29 games. 110 plate appearances, 88 at-bats. He'll take a swing and a miss. Batting average of 261. His on-base percentage, 409. He got 23 hits on the season. 22 runs scored. Pitch comes in high and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Banter has 18 RBI. He's got 6 doubles on the season, 1 triple, and he has a home run. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Steps back in, taps the play, right-handed batter. Number 3, Cade Banter. There comes a wind from Ben Mazur. Fouled back to the screen. 2-2, Banter, protecting the zone. Junior class member gets a hand clap from coach, third base coach Daniel Hansen. Steps back in. 2-2 count. Turn in, looking at signals. There comes a wind and the pitch. Trying to protect the outside edge. Swing a miss. He'll walk back to the dugout. There are 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in for Westdale. Number 2, Jared Ladd. Jared Ladd, he's a junior class member. He's played in all 29 games. 107 plate appearances. 93 at-bats. He's batting 366 in that right-handed batter's box. Takes a called strike. No balls, one strike. His on-base percentage is 438. He has 34 hits. He scored 21 runs. He'll take a second pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 0-2 to Jared Ladd. Peering in, looking at signals. 23 RBI for Ladd. They go base hit, and those are off the glove. Dodd is going back up the middle. And Ben Mazur is going to deflect the shortstop, and they call him out at first base. And without question, if there was video in high school baseball, there would still be 2 out, and he'd be at first base. So, Coach Hansen, not in belief there, and I don't blame him. So base hit up the middle, it would have been. It's off the glove of Ben Mazur. Karam's off the glove, the shortstop. Evan Genhart gave it what he could to first base. Ryan Schumer caught it. But I'm not going to say any more. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll mention, you can make plans today. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. They're located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive. That's Indiana Beach. They're in Monticello, Indiana. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. And we'll mention you can dial them up at 574-583-4141. Again, that number is 574-583-4141. You can get a daily admission pass, or you can get a season pass per individual. Only $69.99. That'd be a fun trip. I used to take my younger kids when they were younger. We went there a couple of times one summer. Had a blast. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. First pitch in there, first strike. Works that outside edge. Travis Bunch. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer. Looks signals from Grayson Neely. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brent Robbins on deck. You got an RBI sacrifice fly. His first at bat. Here comes the pitch. He'll take it back up the middle. An inside out type of swing. And looked like a golf stroke for Jackson Kane, but he placed it in there like he was playing the game of tennis. So Jackson Kane gets the board, base hit. Knights pick up their second hit in the ballgame. Warriors also with two hits in the ballgame. Stepping in, Brent Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Travis Bunch picks up the signal. Checks first base out of stretch. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Full swing, third base, and try for two. 5-4-1. Banter, that would have been a tough one right there. Looked like he might have not caught that ball quite simultaneous. Looked like that foot was coming off and he was making a catch, but the out's called. So one out in the inning. Going to be a fielder's choice. Nice play. Ty Freeman, he goes to Cade Banter. They couldn't get the foot out at first base with Dawson Book out. So Brent Robbins at first base with one out. Stepping in, Hudson Gutwein. Pickoff move at first base, and they're going to get him. Pickoff move at first base. He'll walk back to the dugout. It was a banger play. It was close. When you say it was a banger play, it was a crapshoot. It was toughy. So the Knights have two outs. Working from the windup. Pitch comes in, the Gutwein, swing and a miss. Gutwein got himself aboard first at bat. He had a line shot over second baseman. Banter. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Gutwein. Thought about a bunt, left the bat out there, came up empty. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes a wind for Bunch. Backdoor curve, I should say a curveball. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. And a strike called. So the Knights out of the inning again. Knights get aboard one runner. They leave one runner on board. And the Knights are out of the inning after four completes. Central Catholic Knights, 5. Westdale Warriors, 0. The Knights are going to play defensively, and the Warriors are going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. But we'll mention a little bit about this game. It's in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large-format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up, dial them up, or text message them at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. I'm going to throw a frozen rope down to second base up the right arm of Jackson Kane. The Warriors going to step in with the seven hitter, number 23, Blake Durr. Blake Durr is the DH in the ballgame for Coach Hanson. Playing defensively for Durr is right fielder Brady Burden, number 4. Right-handed batter's box. Stepping in, Blake Durr. Blake Durr, a member of the junior class. First pitch in there, swing and a miss. Blake Durr has 91 plate appearances, 65 at-bats. He's batting .262, .467 on base percentage. Second pitch comes in, outside, low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Blake Durr has 17 hits on the season, 16 runs scored. Outside, a ball, count goes 2-1. Blake Durr has 15 RBI on the season. He got 3 doubles. No triples. He has 2 home runs. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. He'll take it the other way. Going to fall in there for a base hit in front of Cade Minnick. 2 hops into the glove. Minnick hits the cutoff. Second baseman in the lip of the grass, Owen Munn. So gets himself aboard, number 23, the 7 hitter. For Westdale, Blake Durr is on base. Coach Hanson here comes down and make an adjustment on his playlist right there. His card, Will Mitchell, and that's home plate umpire, adjusting his miniature stenographer pad. They're going to run out. They're going to run for the DH. It's going to be number 4, Brady Burden. That's Brady Burden. Brady Burden was number 4. He's a junior. And I will also mention, right there in right field, he's going to go in and do the running. And in all likelihood, he'll stay in the ballgame. We'll see. That player DH rule, it's kind of involved. Working from the stretch, now the set. Right-handed batter for the Warriors. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. In the batter's box, the eight hitter, number 9, Ty Freeman. He plays third base. Ty Freeman is a junior class member. He's played in all 29 games. 99 plate appearances, 85 at-bats entering this ballgame. Next pitch, he'll try to put a bunt down. Strike call, didn't get the bat back. Ball ended up off the glove right there in front of Jackson King. He picked it back up. And staying put at first base is Brady Burden. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. To check first base, out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Mazur. High. Just above the zone, probably a little more than just above. Ball one, count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter's box. Number 9, Ty Freeman, here's the pitch. He's going to take a poke, third base. Picked up there by Dootwine. He'll throw to second base. They'll get the out of second base, the fourth out. It's going to be a fielder's choice. Hudson Gutwein throws over to Owen Munn, steps on the bag, and safe at first base with the fielder's choice. Right there is, we'll double check there. Yeah, that was Cade Banter. And stepping into bat, take that back at Ty Freeman at first base. He's got a pretty good lead right there. Alex Fretz, pickoff move. Got back safely, no tag applied. Throw came in about chest high. Head first slide, safe at first is Ty Freeman. Working out a stretch, checks first base. Now the set, the double set. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Warriors batting. Playing him straight away. We're going to have a stretch. Now it's set for Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Nope, pickoff move once again. Trying to keep him close. Ty Freeman. We mentioned Ben Mazur. Trying to keep him around first base. Should Coach Hanson call a steal? A better opportunity for Jackson King to throw him out. Full cut, swing and a miss. In the batter's box is number 6, Tyler Summers. Tyler Summers making a good play there, several in center field for the Warriors. He steps back in. Out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes 1-2. Tyler Summers. Played in 28 games, entered the game with 95 plate appearances, 80 at-bats. He's batting .275, .370 on base percentage. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2. Full swing out in front of the plate, ground ball, picked up by Mazur. He has to reach back and throw one. We'll hope that Jackson King didn't stretch a leg muscle. He's stretching out right there. He's still on the surface. Coach Bournet coming out. Coach Bournet coming out as a trainer. He's going to ask for permission before he does. He'll cross the baseline. He's coming out as a trainer, not going to talk about the ball game. So it's not a trip to the mound, in essence, even though he's in out front of home plate. So he's checking on his catcher. Out there with Coach Bournet is the trainer for the Knights, Sarah Igo. I think I've mentioned it a few times. It's worth mentioning. Sarah Igo and her husband are going to have their first child. She said it's going to be around August the 1st. August the 1st. Pretty big time date in my mind. But she's going to have a child on August the 1st. So back in the dugout, back behind home plate, is Jackson King. Stepping back in the rubber is going to be Ben Mazur. Runner at second base. At second base is number 4, Brady Burden. Going to hold him on, going to hover. Second base right there with shortstop, Evan Dinehart, and now Owen Munn. They'll hover. They'll get back to their positions. Pitch comes in, full swing, foul ball. Pulled it well fouled down the towards the bullpen area. Let's track that one down. Count goes 0-1. In the batter's box again is Travis Bunch. Travis Bunch, pitcher of record. Senior class member, played in all 29 games. Here comes a pickoff move at second base. The throw would have got him. And then maybe the carom, Evan Dinehart thought he got him, but the throw, they already made the call. And then Coach Bournet going to walk out. He's going to basically ask the B position umpire what he saw. That's the proper wordage. That's how you come out. You come out like a gentleman, just like Coach Bournet does. He's just asking a question. So safe at second on the call is number 4, Brady Burden. 4 umpire system. They got a first base umpire down the line, a third base umpire down the line. They got a second base umpire that plays deep in the grass with nobody on. They get a guy on second base. He comes up into the inner grass area to cover the duties at second base. So safe at second. Steps back in, Travis Bunch. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mazur. Inside a ball. Could have got that hit by pitch. Kind of turned his body. Travis Bunch. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 on deck is Kenny Drake. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. 2 out. Top of the 5th inning. Second game here today. The winner of this game will play Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. They'll play the Braves at 8 p.m. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, foul. Calls it foul. Boy. foul ball down the left field line. And he'll step back in. So Tyler Fox tracks that ball down, tosses it back to the third base dugout, the Warriors. One ball, two strikes, right-handed batter, back in the box. That's Travis Bunch. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside ball. Good block. Had to move to the other side. Had to move to the left-handed batter's box. And another good block by sophomore catcher, Jack Kincaid. Peeling in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Checks again. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So we're setting down on strikes. The Knights get out of the fifth inning with the Warriors. They leave one aboard. Knights are going to bat the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll talk a little bit about their tournament. First, we'll talk about the IHSAA 1A portion right here in the north. Right here in the north, if you did not hear earlier, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian at 12-12 got the win over Marquette Catholic. The Blazers at 9-9, 13-1. I will mention Marquette Catholic. I called there a couple of days ago, a couple of mornings ago. They were most cordial with putting me in sports. I was having a hard time believing how nice they are at Marquette Catholic High School in Michigan City. They are tremendous. I got a reply from the athletic director, and I'm very thankful. And I hope they know I was ready to do their ball game. Their stats are ready to go right to my left, sitting in this chair. But we'll also mention, second game here today, Westdale and Lafayette Central Catholic. They're going at it. Westdale, 21-8. Central Catholic, 22-11. Going to the bottom of the fifth, Knights in front, 5-0. And then Blackhawk Christian earned the right to play this evening at 8 p.m. with a 13-12 record. And you can listen to the ballgame at putmeinsports.com on internet radio. Stepping into bat for the Knights, he's the one-hitter. Number 12, Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. Owen Munn has played in 24 games for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup. First pitch to Munn. Swung on, he can float one behind first base. It'd be a difficult catch. The catch couldn't be made. Difficult catch. Second baseman, Cade Banter, laid out for it. It was in no man's land. It was about 30, 40 feet. Right behind first base, difficult to get to. And it come up a little bit gimpy right there. I think it's second baseman Cade Banter. And they ought to give him a chance to kind of jog that off, walk that off. And they're just going to go right now. Banter is ready to go. So one aboard for the Knights. Bottom of the fifth, Owen Munn at first base. Stepping in, Evan Genhart. He's a square early. Pulls the bat back in a full swing. Foul ball. Well, foul. Third base side to the dugout. So Evan Genhart looking for, I forget what they call that, a butcher type of play. But they do not allow that in Squires baseball. I think it's below 14U. You cannot do that play. It's kind of dangerous. But these are big guys playing varsity baseball. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. They put a bunt down this time. Right side picked up by Bunch. He'll get the out at first base. Evan Genhart would have liked to have had a base hit, but he'll get a sacrifice bunt and move Owen Munn to second base. So one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer has played in all 33 games for the Knights. 126 plate appearances, 90 at-bats. Out of the set, first pitch from Bunch. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes 0-1. Ryan Schumer batting .367 in that left-handed batter's box. 33 hits, 20 are singles, 5 are doubles, 3 are triples, 5 are home runs. He's got 35 RBI. Pitch comes in high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Them water rides look fun over there. Big time slide right across the fence. Outside edge. Strike called. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second base is Owen Munn for the Knights. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. They'll take a drive, base hit over shortstop Finn for about 3 or 4 feet. Throw coming into the plate from center fielder Tyler Summers, sliding in safe. At home is Owen Munn. And Ryan Schumer going to get credited for a single and an RBI, and he'll take second base on the throw to the plate. So Ryan Schumer going to toss in his batting gloves. He's going to hand them to Coach Johnson. Ryan Schumer is not going to bat for himself, evidently. They're going to send out Isaac Suffinger. Isaac Suffinger going to run for Ryan Schumer at second base. I saw the body language of Ryan Schumer. He wanted to run. Coach Borden is going to let him get a little breather before he goes back out into the sunlight. So one run in here in the bottom of the fifth. Stepping in the bat, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the four-hitter for the Knights. First pitch to Mazur. He's going to take one to left field. A lot of elevation. He's going to come in and make the catch. No tag is going to happen. Suffinger went off about 30 feet, went back to the bag. There are two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Isaac Suffinger is at second base, running for Ryan Schumer. Isaac Suffinger, 6'1". 170. Pretty athletic young man. Stepping into bat. Left-handed batter's box. And the bat right there is Kate Minnick. Full swing. Swing and a miss. That ball went into the catcher's gear. It went behind the catcher's breast chest protector. He pulled it out in a hurry. Realistically, that's a base for the runner. And it didn't get cold. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. The foul one back to the screen. Already throwing a pitch. It's over now. But that ball did get into behind the chest protector of Grayson Mealy. So peering in, looking at signals. Travis Bunch. Out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch to Minnick. Outside of ball. A 1-2 pitch, I should say, two-strike pitch, a good eye at the plate by Kate Minnick. And a disciplined umpire. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2. Back up the middle, he gloved right there by the pitcher, Travis Bunch. He'll throw on the first base. Get the put out with Dawson. Dawson book out. So the Knights leave one aboard. The Knights pick up one run in the bottom of the fifth inning. And after 5 complete innings, the Knights 6, the Warriors 0. Warriors coming to the plate. And we'll also mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, that's customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in. Meet the staff at Discount Copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call them by telephone at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. At Discount Copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, and right there behind Pizza Hut. They're along State Road 32, and Putney in Sports plenty thankful for their cooperation, especially during football season. Make the big copies of the rosters easier to see when you got about 70 guys, 70 numbers and names you're looking at. They're going to throw one down to second base. Jackson King throws a frozen rope to Owen Munn. They'll throw it around the infield. And then they'll work it right there. I'm going to step into bat, left-handed batter, 15, Kenny Drake. Kenny Drake going to step in. Kenny Drake is a member of the junior class, played in 28 ball games, 112 played appearances, 84 at-bats. He batted 286 in that left-handed batter's box, 459 on base percentage for pitch from Mazur. Low for ball one. 15, Kenny Drake bats in the second position for Westdale. He got 24 hits. He scored 34 runs. It's going to be a base hit between second base and first base on the ground. Owen Munn laid out for it. Wasn't going to get it. It's a base hit off the bat of the two hitter, Kenny Drake. So Drake's aboard with nobody out. Next batter going to step in, number 20. He does the catching. Grayson Mealy. Grayson Mealy, pretty strong-looking young man. Bats in the three spot. Grayson Mealy, he's played in all 29 games for Coach Hansen. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Mealy. Outside low, ball one. Mealy has been to the plate of 120 times. 104 played to the official at-bats. That's 423 out of the set. Here comes a 1-0. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes 1-1. Mealy has an on-base percentage of 492. He is the gentleman that has 44 hits on the season for Westdale. Leads the team. Outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in. He's got 31 runs scored. He got 29 RBI. 11 doubles. Two triples, and two home runs. The 315 mark he could probably reach. He'll take one at center field. Going to move to the left. Brent Robbins going to get over his head. He'll take it down off the wall in right center field. Coming in to score, first run of the ball game for the Warriors is number 15, Kenny Drake. It's going to be a triple. Triple off the bat. Mealy picks up triple number 3 on the season, and he picks up RBI number 30 on the season. He ends up at third base, and an RBI triple off the bat of Grayson Mealy scores Kenny Drake from first base. Stepping in the bat, four hitter, number 16, Dawson Bookout out of the set. Checks third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to Schumer. He'll glove it. He'll go unassisted at first base. They'll give up the run. Coming in to score with 20, Grayson Mealy. So Grayson Mealy going to get some high fives in the dugout without a question. So two runs in here in the top of the sixth. One out for the Warriors. So the bases are now empty. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 3, the 5-hitter, Cade Banter. First pitch out of the windup from Mazur. Nearly got him. Curveball. Broke late. Count goes 1-0. Working from the windup, peering in. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Outside, a ball. Count goes 2-0. Tied out on the diamond. Jackson King was jogging out. Coach Bordenay walks out of the dugout and have conversation there at the pitcher's rubber. Two runs in, 2-0 counts to Cade Banter of the Warriors. And I'm just one out here in the top of the sixth inning. And again, we'll mention, you can enjoy Lafayette Aviators baseball right here at Loeb Stadium. For more information about the Lafayette Aviators, that's a pretty good college type of atmosphere. College players, they're good. Lafayette Aviators and their ticketing office. You can call 765-464-6810. Again, their number is 765-464-6810. Make an evening of it. Bring your kids. Nice place right here. 2,600 seats available. Stepping back in, 2-0 King. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here's the pitch. Outside and low, ball three. Cade Banter, a 3-0 count. Right into batter's box. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Fastball for a strike. Right there from Ben Mazur. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, Evan Zehart, shortstop. Strong throw, strong arm throw across the diamond. Gets the put out with Ryan Schumer. There are two out. So next batter to step in for Westdale. It's going to be number two, Jared Ladd. Jared Ladd on the season. He's played in all 29 games. He's a junior class member. 107 plate appearances. 93 at bats, batting 366. Ball comes in high. Ball one. Right-handed batter. Right here is number two, Jared Ladd. He got a 438 on base percentage. There comes a 1-0. The call out of strike, outside edge. Working it across the plate right here. Got a piece of it. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Full swing, foul ball, back behind home plate. Bit of a chopper. They'll retrieve that one with the on-deck batter. That's 23, Blake Durr. So they have 0-2 on the scoreboard. It might be 1-2. Don't quote me. But here comes the pitch with two outs. Swing and a miss. So swing and a miss, he'll walk back to the dugout. And a nice get out of the inning, but not before. The Westdale Warriors pick up two in the top of the sixth inning. So after 5.5, Knights 6, Warriors 2. And I'm pretty good ball game in the works. You knew it would be. A lot of folks on hand to watch the ball game. And it says 84 degrees on my iPad right here. 84 degrees. They said 20% chance of rain. They're calling for rain to happen tonight, but it's not going to start till right before daylight. But I know Brian Wilkes. He's kind of my favorite meteorologist. He's the same age as me, I found out. But he tells it like it is. So he's saying we're going to get some rain, and there's no question. We need rain. Farmers need rain. They want to grow those crops. And we do too. Tell you what, in the crop business, say us as consumers, you know, we're not farmers, but we like to eat. And those farmers, they make it possible for us to eat. And that's a good thing. I have been to Haiti a couple of times. I've seen what it could be like. And there's a lot of love and support for Haitians from countries that don't even go to Haiti, that they have care and concern for their livelihood. And I remember 1997, I had to use an outhouse in Haiti. Stepping in, the bat for the Knights, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter's box, still on the pitcher's mound, Travis Bunch. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's catcher, Grayson Neely. Here comes the wind. First pitch, he'll take it on the ground, first base side. He's going to go unassisted, make the play. At Dawson Hook out, there's one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, he's putting on the gear every inning. And so is Grayson Neely, 84-degree weather. Turning in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Short hops to pay. The play's there. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. The step back in. Tap the plate, far and near. Working the windup. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Third base. Caught on a hop. Ty Freeman. They go across the diamond with a strong arm. Get the foot out with Dawson Book out. So nice play there again at third base, Ty Freeman. Ty Freeman has been in the beginning of a double play type of situation a couple of times in this ball game. He went 5-4, and I'm trying to get the double play. He didn't get that. But Ty Freeman playing a good defensive game. First pitch, swing and miss. Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter's box. No balls, one strike, two outs. He'll set back in. Bren Robbins has played in 32 games for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch high for ball one. Bren Robbins has been to the plate 105 times entering this game. 85 plate appearances. I should say at bats. He's batting 259. Pitch comes in. Called strike. But then right below the kneecaps or lower. So the count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins has 22 hits on the season. They're calling out. Breaking pitch. Got in there for a strike. He's going to draw back to the dugout. So the Knights out of the inning. They send 3 to the plate. 3 outs recorded. Knights come up with no runs in the bottom of the 6th. After 6 complete innings. Knights, 6. Warriors, 2. They're just going to bat in the top of the 7th inning. And then we'll talk a little bit about the south part of this Class 1A. 1A semi-state. Earlier today at Jasper High School, that's Rutscher Field, Jasper High School, Class 1A. In the 11 o'clock game at 15-10, Shackamack, they are the Lakers. They're from Jacksonville, Indiana. They went against Rising Sun. They are the Shiners. Rising Sun entered the game at 17-6-1. They're from Rising Sun, Indiana. Shackamack got the win, 13-3. Shackamack will play the evening game, and that'll be an 8 o'clock start. That's going to be at Rutscher Field. They're either going to go against 27-3, Bar Reeve, or 15-12-1, Greenwood Christian Academy. So one of those two teams will be the opponent for Shackamack, 8 o'clock in the south. And then whoever wins the final game tonight in the north, 8 p.m., final game tonight in the south at 8 p.m., will play in the state championship next weekend. We'll say that for now. I think they might play all 4 things. They're not sure, but they'll play for the final championship game at Victory Field next Saturday. A lot of games in a high school baseball season, and they happen one right after the other. Stepping into bat for Westdale, going to be the 7th hitter, number 23, Blake Durr. Blake Durr, last time, got himself aboard with a base hit. He's going to step in, right-handed batter. Blake Durr, batting 262. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Blake Durr, 91 plate appearances, 65 at-bats. 262, right-handed batter's box. Second pitch in there for a strike. Fastball outside half. Count goes 1-1. He's got a 467 on base percentage. Here comes a 1-1 in there for a strike. Blake Durr in a little bit of disbelief there, maybe a little bit more. And a little bit. Steps out of the box, steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup. Ben Mazur, the 1-2. Swung on, going to go to second base. That ball was tailing. It was tailing towards first base. Catching it near the back of the synthetic dirt on a line rope is Owen Munn. There's one out here in the top of the 7th inning. Next batter going to step in, the 8th hitter, number 9, Ty Freeman. Ty Freeman playing a good third base position. Ty Freeman, a member of the junior class. He's also a pitcher. Pitch comes in, fastball, knee high for a strike. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the 7th inning. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch from Mazur. Swing a miss. Count goes 0-2. Major might be getting a little bit stronger as the game goes along. Kiernan looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There are two outs in the top of the seventh. Nice throw it around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Ben Major. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the nine hitter, number six, Tyler Summers. Tyler Summers got himself aboard. I believe it's first time up in the ballgame. Working from this wind up, here's the pitch. Right across the dish, knee high, strike called. Tyler Summers wears number six. He's a member of the sophomore class. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Tyler Simmons. Tyler Summers. I'm thinking of Jason Simmons. Great coach from Ben Davis. Used to work for him his first years in coaching at Heights. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, right side, out of play. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Summers has played in 28 games, 95 plate appearances, 80 at-bats. That is 275 as a sophomore, 370 on base. Got 22 hits, 17 RBI. Pitch comes in low in the dirt. Good block by Jackson Kane. Two balls, two strikes. So Summers, we'll mention, has seven doubles on the season. He has a home run. He's walked 10 times, 6 foot. 145. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. And the Knights get out of the inning. And that's going to complete the 2 o'clock ball game. We're making the final score. Central Catholic Knights, 6. Westdale Warriors, 2. They're going to shake hands right there in front of home plate. They'll cross over. And we do thank you for tuning in. We thank cooperation before the game. Coach Daniel Hansen and Coach Tim Bordenay will mention the next game tonight. Going to start at 8 o'clock. If you want to tune in, put me in sports. We'll be here. We'll do an internet radio broadcast. I believe we're the only broadcast station here at Loeb Stadium for today's ball games. I know they have some down in the south at Rupture Field. But we'll get ready. We'll have some new notes written up, and we'll be ready for baseball by 7:40. PM, we'll start a pregame. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. She does a tremendous job. She monitors every game to make sure we don't get glitched off the air with the atmosphere. If you want to stay around, stay tuned. We'll probably talk to Coach Bordenay here in just a bit, a little bit about the ball game. Thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're pitching right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, and your boys didn't even let the heat bother them.
No, I thought we competed well. We took advantage of some free base runners they gave us there in the second inning, and just got enough hits to make it count. And I thought Ben made a lot of good pitches and got himself into a couple jams, but was able to pitch out of them.
In the air department, that was good.
Yeah, we played clean defensively. We didn't give them any free opportunities. We made them earn everything they got, the two runs they earned. We had a 6-run lead at that point, so we were going after them, I thought our guys played really well.
Ben Major, 7 innings.
Yeah, that's good to see out of Ben. He had enough in the tank. He had probably as sharp in the 7th inning as he was in the 1st inning, so that's good to see.
Nobody's going to listen to this before then, but I'm sure they're not, but are we going to see 34 next game?
We got a big stable of pitchers, so, we've got a lot of guys that can pitch, so, we'll empty the tank tonight.
Sounds good.
Thank you.